Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. The Triple Threat. We are here in studio. Some of you are going to be up here with us a little later on. It is Pi Day, 314. Happy Pi Day. We'll explain in just a little bit. But nice to be with all of you. My name is Sean Pendergast. That is Rich Lord.
It is nice to be here.
That is Ted Johnson.
It's the beginning of the end for the Patriots, I think.
Well, we'll get into that. I'm just looking outside, and the sky is still there.
The sky is still there.
The sky has not fallen yet. I'm looking. The sky is still there. Nate Solder is a New York Giant, so there's a little sliver of Rich that's very happy that his quarterback will be better protected.
There is. No question about it. I just wish they'd held on to Richburg, but you can't have everything.
Big faction of Houston that's not very happy with Nate Solder going to New York. But no. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of the things that are still available in the free agent bin, some of the things that have been tossed into the bin by some teams around the league today and yesterday. Might the Texans be interested in some of them? There is a prominent Texan who's interested in a newly minted free agent in the last hour or two that we'll get to as well. A lot of stuff to get into on the show today. And we are here in studio. As I mentioned, some of you are stopping by up here later, and the invitation is open. If you just RSVP on Twitter or Facebook to us, we're going to be doing a Facebook Live a little bit later after the show with Pizza Pie and Actual Pie on Pie Day, where we do a little roundtable free agent, a little Q&A with a bunch of listeners. Some people have already RSVP'd, but we're going to do it in the live lounge here. You don't need an invite or anything. Just let us know so we know how many people, how much pizza to order.
It's going
to
be fun.
Should be fun.
We're going to have a good time. I like these kind of gatherings, if you will. I think there's a lot of action going on today. This is one of my favorite days to be doing radio because of
Pi Day.
Not necessarily Pi Day.
I thought we were talking about Pi Day here.
We're talking about the first day of free agency is what we're talking about.
Well, Ted,
it happens to be Pi Day.
Nothing's
at the
official
same time,
until
man.
3 o'clock, Ted. I hope you understand. Don't be a rule breaker.
No, yeah. I need John McClain to correct me.
Yeah.
Set me straight like he did yesterday.
Stop tampering, Ted.
My gosh. So this is going to be a fun day because there's already been a lot of new expected signings there happen later today already this morning, so it's a lot of fun.
We'll go through the list of them in the second segment of the show, but I think the first segment is always for what the top headliners are in this thing. And to me, Texans-wise, other than the fact that we've gotten further confirmation that so far their free agency class is a three-man class of Aaron Colvin, Zach Fulton, and Chantrell Henderson, with more names expected to be added, the headline today is one that is... I think if you had looked at this free agency big board going in, and I said going in, there was a short list of names, or if they don't get any of these guys, I'll consider it a negative. I think all those guys are now, other than Justin Pugh, are now off the board. We know Andrew Norwell went to Jacksonville, left guard. We know Trumaine Johnson, as of last night, a name we had not talked about on the show because his camp had done a pretty good job of keeping things under wraps.
Not a peep.
He's now the highest paid cornerback in football with the New York Jets. He's going to get a little over $15 million a year. And the other name was Nate Solder, who signs with the New York Giants for the richest contract in the history of the NFL for an offensive lineman.
Right.
5 years, $62 million thereabouts, $62.5 million, I think, $30 million guaranteed. And good for the Giants, bad for the Texans. I'll ask question mark. Bad for the Texans, question mark?
There's no question it's bad for the Texans. And if we want to throw in the names Malcolm Butler, Jimmy Graham, and Deion Lewis as free agents who committed to teams not named the Houston Texans, I think if either or any of us had put together a top 10 of just names that need positions in free agency we'd most like to see become Texans, the top 10s of most Texans fans and media that follow the team like us are getting obliterated without any involvement at all by the Texans. And yes, left tackle, it's time to panic a little bit, I think, at left tackle, because there is not a single remaining left tackle on the market that you would automatically plug in as the blindside protector for Deshaun Watson for any length of time. They don't have a first or a second round pick. So as I said yesterday when we discussed this possibility, I think it's time for the Texans to explore all possibilities with those three third-round picks, the two twos I believe they have next year, and figure out a way to get themselves their hands on a top-flight rookie offensive tackle, because they're in big trouble right now at their biggest position of need.
That's a tough
putt. And the thing that scares me the most is they may feel as if there's someone in that depth chart capable of stepping up right now.
Yeah.
Like a Julian Davenport.
Like Kendall Lamb last year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm kind of hitting the panic button at left tackle right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm there yet. Look, there's not big names out there. I don't know. Again, it's the offensive line where I feel like you can kind of do things to maybe, protect yourself, when it comes to maybe having a guy not as, as good playing left tackle. I just feel there's ways you can work around that. So I'm not panicking yet. Look, there's 32 teams. I mean, the odds of getting Nate Solder are going to be slim anyway. That's a bummer. And one thing I find interesting is the fact that the Tennessee Titans got two of the former Patriots that it's alleged to, or it's being reported that maybe the Texans had involvement as far as negotiating or trying to get those players.
Malcolm Butler and Deion Lewis.
Right. And I'm sitting there going, I wonder if Bill O'Brien's over there going, damn, Vrabel, you wonder if being a former Patriot, how that played into those guys signing there. But those are two really good pickups. That secondary with Logan Ryan, who came from the Patriots last year, alongside Malcolm Butler now, I mean, that's a damn good. And then you got Derrick Henry with Deion Lewis. That's going to be a tough offense, man, with that the receivers they got and that tight end they got.
Now, Logan Ryan wasn't that good last year for them, though. That's the thing about, Malcolm Butler struggled a little bit. And I'm going to sound like a Texans homer that's trying to explain away Butler going for $12 million. And, hey, the Texans got Aaron Colvin, who I think can be pretty good for $8 million. Let's wait and see. I don't know if any team's ever really gotten rich rebuilding off of Bill Belichick's recyclables. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's something to be said about if the Patriots are letting him go, then they're, you got to be a little bit leery. The one thing I'll say about left tackle, and I'm not blaming Brian Gain for this, because I think if Rick Smith were the general manager today, they would have struck out on Nate Solder as well. They had a price, and Rick Smith clearly would have had a price, and the Giants were willing to go there. And there are other things going on with Nate Solder that we don't know about. He's got a young son with cancer, kidney cancer, and the Giants, look, let's face it, if you have a relationship with doctors up in the Boston area, it's much easier to be a New York Giant than it is to be a Houston Texan and not have to change anything.
Sure.
But I'll say this, just in general about the franchise, is this, this is a accumulation going back to them not acquiescing or not coming to some sort
of
agreement with Dwayne Brown is what I'm going to say. And Rich, I know your stance on this is, well, you have a contract, but
The contract. You signed it.
But Rich,
you agreed to those terms.
I get it, Rich, but here we are, and you're belly aching about not having a left tackle. If they had just come to some sort of agreement guaranteeing Dwayne some money, we wouldn't be worrying about left tackle right now.
Or if Dwayne had honored the contract he signed. Listen, Sean, you can't ignore that. He walked from a signed contract that he agreed to.
I get it, Rich, but they made
the net result is not undesirable. It's as undesirable as it gets.
Not only
but
is it,
I don't put it on the Texans. I put it on Dwayne Brown.
Okay, guys hold out all the time. Not only is it undesirable, it's something you could have seen coming a mile away. They stuck themselves as a franchise on this ledge. Rick Smith or Bob McNair or whoever stuck them on this ledge where they were on a slippery slope at left tackle, and now as a franchise, they're reaping what they sow.
I can't argue what you're saying. They obviously could have done something to avoid this situation.
Yes.
But I also can't get around the fact that when someone walks away from a contract they agreed to, the terms of which they agreed to, the non-guaranteed money that they agreed to, I have a hard time not assigning blame to that party.
Okay, this team could have made an accommodation to Dwayne Brown and done what was best for business, and that it's clear now on March 14th that's what would have been best for business. I know people are going to say, and Dwayne will even say, there were some things I said and things off the field. It wasn't just the regular type of situation with me and the Texans.
Right.
But those were all things that took place after the holdout. Like he said, there was a time.
Except for the anthem protests.
There was, other than him raising a fist at one one game at the, right. after the Patriots game. Other than that, and I think that was something you could have gotten around. The holdout took place at a time where Dwayne Brown said he wanted to finish his career here. I think this would have been a very fixable thing. And now here we are, all worried about what's going to happen to Deshaun Watson when he drops back in the pocket.
Teams are terrified.
Well, if there's one quarterback, though, that can make a blank show offensive line look capable, it's Deshaun Watson. But it's certainly not a formula for long-term success.
Teams don't like players dictating terms. That's the thing. And so they think it sets a precedent. And that other players are going to follow suit. That's why they don't like to do that. But this is what you have. This is what you get.
Yeah.
When you don't maybe bend to what the player wants, you're stuck without a left tackle at this point. When if you would have maybe come halfway or accommodated what he was asked for wasn't too over the top. I mean, they could have accommodated him. They didn't, and now they're paying for it.
Yeah. I think even if they had signed Nate Solder, there's an argument to be made like maybe they should have made an accommodation for Dwayne Brown. I guarantee you he didn't want $15.5 million a year.
Right.
You know, and so now, look, it sucks they don't have a left tackle in the moment. I am still willing to let free agency play out and see how this whole thing looks on, say, Friday.
I think the combination of Dwayne Brown leaving the way he did and the net gain so far in free agency has Texans fans and I think media like us going, let's see what, we need an impact move, and what you teased at the top of the show would qualify in my book as a move that would get our attention and say to the fan base that, you're serious about bringing in top flight players at positions of need.
He can't play left tackle, but he can make plays in the secondary.
Exactly.
Tyrann Mathieu is a free agent. He was released by the Cardinals earlier today.
Yeah, and one other thing about Nate Solder, too. I think I always feel like there's teams out there that don't want to be that team that made the contract to make this guy the highest paid.
I totally agree with that.
I think it's one of those deals like, man, he wants to be the highest paid tackle or, offensive lineman in the NFL. That just doesn't necessarily, I don't think, make teams feel that good about
it. He's never been to a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. He's never been to a Pro Bowl. He had a really tough start to last year, and then we can all maybe understand why because of his son.
Sure.
But he started playing a lot better at the end of the year. But you're right, no Pro Bowls. And he's been in the league since 2011. Yeah. So I would be very, very cautious. I'm not that upset that they didn't get Nate Solder because I don't know if he deserves the best deal of an offensive lineman ever in the history of the NFL. I think it's too much of a risk. I do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.